It's Jenny here from JennyHK.com, lifestyle strategist, coming to you to help build your lifestyle business, whether that's creating a new business or turning an existing business into one that fits your lifestyle priorities. I hope you are well on this slightly chilly day over here in the UK. And I'm coming to you today with a question. Now, you might not even be able to answer this yourself. The question is, do you think you are open-minded? Now, you may have to go and ask someone else their opinion of you. Panic not. Just think of it as feedback. Quite often, if you're not open-minded, you can't even see that you're not. So after this podcast, go and ask somebody what they think you are, open-minded or not. Now, the reason I'm talking about this is because being open-minded means being open to new ideas, new experiences, and new ways of doing things without making judgments first. And if you are not open-minded, then you are destined to a life determined by your conditioning, in whatever form that takes and whatever circumstances you have going on for you. But if you are truly interested in stepping out there and creating this income stream that is based around something you're passionate about and it works for your lifestyle of priorities, then let me tell you something. You are going to have to be open-minded. You are going to have to step away from the masses. And for many, you're going to have to recondition your mind to do that. Because you see, running your life in this kind of intentional way is not the normal way of doing things. You know, there's a lot of people becoming more interested in doing it, but still it's not the normal way of thinking. Society really has conditioned us to think in a different way. We're taught to go to school, study hard, go to college, go to university, get a degree, learn a trade, whatever it is, and then get a job. Work that minimum 40 hours a week, have 4 weeks holiday in a year. Well, two if you're in the States, and God, I still can't get my head around that. But anyway, save for your pension and make the most of the time that you have left over. Let's face it, if you do have any time left over. Now, the reason this has come up for me this week is that I was having an interesting conversation with a client the other day. She's about to make the big move from the job to being an entrepreneur. They've got a great product, things are moving, but naturally there's an element of fear attached. And when I questioned them further, what I discovered was that fear was around worrying that come January, when they sort of stepped out on their own, that they would feel like they just didn't belong anymore, because everyone else in the world would be getting up, going to work, and they would still be at home. And there was a concern there of what people would think of them. Now, ironically, when I asked them what the perception of entrepreneurs were, the answer was, well, yeah, full respect and actually quite envious of them. So even though that kind of logic and evidence in a way of thinking was there, that being an entrepreneur wasn't a bad thing, still that kind of societal conditioning was stronger. Now, this kind of fear of not looking good or worrying about what everyone else thinks is so entrenched in people that what often happens is it just immediately kind of shuts down people's dreams. But I guarantee you this, every single successful lifestyle entrepreneur in the world has at some point opened their mind, embraced a new way of thinking, and stepped away from the masses. Now, of course, I'm generalizing here. You know, there are many people out there that absolutely love their 9-to-5 job and are very good at it, and that's exactly where they should be. And let's face it, the world would not be able to operate without these people. But don't be fooled, though. There's a lot of people out there that are simply going through the motions and they're in their comfort zone. They are beyond dreaming and they're letting circumstances dictate their every move. Their minds are closed and they're so deeply conditioned in what they think they should be doing is that the sad thing is they don't even think they deserve to dream, and that, you know, it's a bit of a waste of time. This is their lot. They should be happy with that. Yes, be grateful, but never be satisfied. You know, when you're satisfied, you're going to cease to grow. I've actually done a separate video on that on my blog. Head over to there if you want to learn a little bit more about that. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, my bet is that you are not that sort of person, or you don't want to be that sort of person. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with it, but maybe that just isn't for you. You know, there isn't just one way of doing things on this earth. We are the most imaginative, creative, resourceful creatures that are on this earth. You can do anything. Start looking to those people in society that are doing things differently. They should be the inspiration for you. They're the ones that have stepped out, opened their minds, stepped over the fear of fitting in, and they're living a life that they have purposely created. Now, to me, that's just the most exciting concept ever, and I really hope that it excites you. So I urge you, get the pen out, get the paper out, open your mind, let yourself write, imagine, allow yourself to imagine, allow yourself to dream, see what you come up with. It'll be a really liberating experience, yeah, I promise you. And then start to open your eyes around you. You know, we're coming up to Christmas. It's a sociable time. You might meet all sorts of people and become interested in what people do. Ask the question. Ask the question when you meet someone new. So what is it that you do? And you'll be surprised when you actually start digging into what different people do. You can find some really fascinating things there. And as you get more focused on this, you'll also find that all sorts of interesting people will start to come out of the woodwork because you're actually intentionally looking for it. Okay, so that is it for now. And if I can even slightly start to prize that mind of yours open, then I am one happy lady. So do leave me any comments either on my blog or on Podomatic. Let me know your thoughts. And if you do meet any interesting people over the festive period, then obviously I would love to hear about them. And let them know about this podcast as well, because it would probably be right up their street. Now, don't forget to go and grab a copy of the Frustrated to Fabulous ebook at my website, www.jennyhk.com, JennyHK.com. And you'll also get my weekly newsletter, which is full of tips for lifestyle entrepreneurs. These will take you through the steps that you will need to find out, you know, what it is that you want, what you love to do, and how you can structure it so you get paid for it. And the last thing, I am always here to remind you that you are fabulous.